This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission, but the face of a changing India that reflects the country's resolve, courage and growing strength on the global stage. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi praised the valour displayed by armed forces during Operation Sindoor and lauded the precision and accuracy with which they destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने दुनिया भर में आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई को नया विश्वास और उत्साह दिया है। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ एक सैन्य मिशन नहीं है, ये हमारे संकल्प, साहस और बदलते भारत की तस्वीर है। और इस तस्वीर ने पूरे देश को देशभक्ति के भावों से भर दिया है, तिरंगे में रंग दिया है।
The Prime Minister stressed that Indian soldiers destroyed terror bases through indomitable courage with weapons, equipment and technology made in India. In today's episode of Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister lauded the progress in Maoist-affected areas, saying that the arrival of the first bus service in Katajhari village of Gadchiroli in Maharashtra reflect the restoration of peace and success of collective efforts to fight Maoism.
आपको एक ऐसे गांव के बारे में बताना चाहता हूं, जहां पहली बार एक बस पहुंची। लोगों को जरूरत थी, लेकिन पहले कभी यहां बस नहीं चल पाई थी, क्योंकि ये गांव माओवादी हिंसा से प्रभावित था। यह जगह है महाराष्ट्र के गढ़चिरौली जिले में, और इस गांव का नाम है काटेजरी। काटेजरी में आए इस परिवर्तन को आसपास के पूरे क्षेत्र में महसूस किया जा रहा है। माओवाद के खिलाफ सामूहिक लड़ाई से अब ऐसे क्षेत्रों तक भी बुनियादी सुविधाएं पहुंचने लगी हैं।
The Prime Minister shared with the listeners that the population of lions in Gir, Gujarat has increased from 674 to 891 in just 5 years. Ahead of International Yoga Day to be celebrated on 21st of June, the Prime Minister also informed that the government of Andhra Pradesh has started Yoga Andhra Abhiyan to develop yoga culture in the entire state. Mr. Modi said he will participate in the Yoga Day program at Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh this year. Two resolutions were passed during the day-long conclave of National Democratic Alliance, NDA Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers in New Delhi today. The meeting was chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The first resolution praised the valour of the Indian Armed Forces and Prime Minister Modi's leadership for the success of Operation Sindoor. The second resolution was related to government's decision on conducting caste census. Talking to reporters after the meeting, BJP President JP Nadda said it does not engage in caste-based politics, stating that integrating backward communities into the mainstream is a societal necessity. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai today said the role of Sashastra Seema Bal (SSB) is very crucial for security management of borders and protecting sovereignty of the country along Nepal and Bhutan frontiers. The minister was addressing the passing out parade of 8th Basic Recruit Training Course at Supaul in Bihar. Mr. Rai said the centre is committed to modernization of SSB and providing resources, better training and other facilities to its personnel. In Ukraine, at least 12 people were killed and dozens of others injured in a combined missile drone attack by Russia today. As per the media reports, it was the largest aerial attack of the Russia-Ukraine conflict so far. Russia launched its military operation in Ukraine in February 2022, and Moscow currently controls about 20% of Ukrainian territory. This includes Crimea, Ukraine's southern peninsula annexed by Russia in 2014. Star tennis player Novak Djokovic made history as he clinched his 100th ATP singles title. Yesterday, the 38-year-old Serb bagged the 100th title of his stellar career after beating Poland's Hubert Hurkacz to win the Geneva Open men's singles. The Olympic gold medalist Djokovic defeated Hurkacz 5-7, 7-6, 7-2, 7-6, 7-2. Chennai Super Kings defeated Gujarat Titans by 83 runs in Ahmedabad. In the second match of the day, Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash with Kolkata Knight Riders at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi from 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.